This is like an idea that I had, and now there's like this whole entire gigantic team. We're like helping like over 10,000 women a month. Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I'm Nancy Anderson. This is Max Anderson, my dear husband. How are you doing today, Max?
I'm doing great.
Today's been totally insane. We had an all company-wide meeting that I, by the way, I hate talking on those things, you know, Mac like side texts me. He's like, you should probably say something. And I'm like, I don't want to. I get like nervous to like speak in front of everyone, mostly because I am like one of those people. Like if you ever come up to me in public and tell me how my program has helped you, I'm 100% going to start crying because it is so like moving to me. And it makes me like so happy. I can't even explain it. All I can say is that I guess it shows I'm very passionate about what I do. Like I remember this time we were in an airport and either someone came up to me and was talking about my C-section plan or something and was saying how it basically like saved her and da 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 da. I literally started crying so hard in the airport. Max was like trying to take like a video of me, like document it. But yeah, so like I start talking, trying to give like a pep talk to the team, you know, because we don't really have company-wide meetings like very often. And of course I get like emotional.
Yeah, you start crying.
So stupid. Brie wasn't on it. Yeah, it's fine. You didn't have to be on it. But
call coaches, yeah.
Yeah, but that was it was good though. It's good to see everyone. It's just so crazy to me, like I'm looking at like this Zoom and there's like 30 people on here and like all their cameras are on, you know, and I don't get to do that very much. Like they see me on video all the time. I don't get to see them on video that much. And Brie is one of the only people that I see in person and work with all the time. So it just kind of like hits me when I'm in that situation where I'm like, oh my God, this is like an idea that I had, and now there's like this whole entire gigantic team. We're like helping like over 10,000 women a month. It's just like, it's like, what's the word? It kind of just like takes me back like a little bit where I'm like, I can't believe we're doing it. Like we're doing it, you know? So it's very exciting. It comes from a happy place, I guess. It's like happy tears almost. Like I'm just overwhelmed with like emotion. Like, I can't believe we're doing it, you know, kind of thing. But you did a great job. Max like led the meeting, and Lindsay, who's like our director of coaching, also led the meeting, and they did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It is surreal. And we are doing it.
It's surreal. That's the word I was looking for.
It's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at my 4-year involvement, my 4-year anniversary is like now, and like we were fucking selling shop PDFs on Shopify. now we go 4 companies, different tech, custom tech, you know, hundreds of thousands of people helped. You know, trying to get to 1 million moms. It's
that's our goal.
Yeah. It's still early. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, still feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah. It's very,
because we are.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Which brings me to a good point is like talking about how fast we move, like just being in tech, like we're in women's health, like that's what we do, you know, but we're essentially, in the tech industry. So everything moves really fast. We shift really fast. We change things really fast. We're updating like technology and platforms and softwares constantly all the time. That's what Max works on. He kind of leads the charge there. And he's always like finding new innovative tools to like add in, to like add more value, better experience, to give more to, you know, the clients inside of the app, to get better results and all these things, utilizing technology. And then I head up the programming and coaching side of it for most things. And, it's interesting because we don't have a lot of competitors that are competing in the way that we are running our business, which I don't have any thoughts on that, but that was like something I was thinking in the meeting today. It's like when I was trying to tell the team, it's like we don't really have a lot of competitors that are doing things the way that we're doing them, and definitely not with the things we have in the pipeline coming up, mm-hmm. like thinking that big and that broad in women's health to make it all inclusive and a one-stop shop for optimizing women's health and getting her to the thriving, which is my goal for all moms, to feel like they're not just healthy, they're not just doing good, but they're thriving. That is like my goal for them. That doesn't come with just fitness. That doesn't come with just nutrition. It is like a shotgun approach, what I say, and is multi-leveled, faceted. It takes a village of different types of experts. Some women need, you know, a handful of certain experts while other women need another set of experts. And our goal is to kind of have that whole entire team there so that we can customize the approach to getting you to your goals, whatever that is, so that you can feel like you're thriving too. And there's really not anyone that's doing it on the customized private coaching level that we're sort of doing it. I don't know. What are your thoughts on competitors?
Yeah, not even close. I mean, I don't know. To be fair, I really do not
look
give a shit what other people are doing.
He doesn't look.
Yeah, because I just feel like it's for a couple reasons. One, there's not like when there is someone, I do look, right? Like when we take certain areas of our business and I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are crushing it. Let's bolt this onto what we do. That's different. But in our core business, no one's doing anything remotely close or that I've seen. And I think it's, we talk about it on the call this morning, it's like our job is this, it's to, we're connectors of people, right? We connect people who want to help with people who need help. And what you see in the most of the marketplace are like platforms, right? Where let me find a bunch of Nancys who want to come in and help people and allow them to just compete with each other.
Yeah.
And there'll be maybe 1 or 10% of them who make it. And there'll be 90% who are disgruntled, discouraged, whatever it is, and don't even get like on the platform. And then there's this perverse incentive to like compete with other people, raise your rates, do fake reviews, like all these things that like they are kind of a little bit of moral hazards. And it's like we're sensing to create the platform, but kind of own it. And it's just kind of like when we go back, I think about business school, and it's like the trade-offs between like franchising or owning and operating all your stores, right? And there's no wrong answer. Like there's not it's just about trade-offs.
Yeah.
And by doing the way that we are doing things, especially the way we're capitalized, the way we run operations, we can do what we want when we want. We're not beholden to some outside equity holder, some venture capitalist or whatnot. And we're transparent. We're authentic. Like transparency is the number one thing lacking in almost every major business model you have. You see, right? And I think there's an age of transparency which we'll venture into where it matters. It's an important thing to have, and you want to pass savings on to your users, continue pushing the envelope, have a one-to-one relationship where outside service providers aren't paying for the service, and there's a more symbiotic, fewer middlemen relationship. So
yeah.
I see everything going that way, and not just us, and that we can kind of, we have this niche, and we kind of swim in our own like direction, and you got to pay attention to macro things as well, and to me, that's one of them.
I mean, the one thing that I'll say about any competitors out there, people that have pelvic floor programs or app rehab programs or postpartum health programs, is that, a one-size-fits-all approach does not work for a majority of women. Like, will they have some sort of result? Maybe, like a small percentage of them. But it really does take a customized approach because women need different things postpartum based off of, the support they have at home, their mental health, what happened during pregnancy with their body, their labor delivery, what kind of delivery they had. Did they get pelvic floor dysfunction, diastasis? Like there's so many pieces of it that like what I noticed very early on, because in the very beginning when I launched App Rehab, it was sort of like a one size fits all program. And I realized very quickly I need to customize this, which I did with my clients in real life, one-on-one, in person, when I was training, but I couldn't do, I didn't know how to get there, like that's, Max has been such like a great person because I'm like, really, I need to see their posture and I need to like change some things. And how are we going to do that on the online? And then he finds technology to implement it and stuff. So I will say that's probably the biggest difference in like copycat like programs or people that are doing similar things to us, is they're doing mostly a one size fits all approach. And that does not work for most women. They need a customized approach. And they need like hands-on support. Like it's really overwhelming when you have young children or you're immediately postpartum or you have older children and you're working, there's a lot going on at home. That when we're trying to tune in with the pelvic floor and the inner core canister and teach you how to use it properly and how to engage it, how to connect to it, it's not something that you can see, something you have to feel. So working with someone one-on-one, like in a coaching aspect, and that is really going to help you to be able to connect, because it's not like I'm saying, follow along with this workout. Now we're going to squat. You see my butt go up and down. Now we're going to lunge. You see my foot go back and my knee drop. This is a very different feeling. And, if you have a hypertonic pelvic floor, a hypotonic pelvic floor, you're going to need different things. Prolapse is going to need different things. If you don't have pelvic floor issues, maybe you have DR. We're going to work on that in different ways. Maybe it's middle, umbilical DR. We have to do specific things for that. So it really does take a customized approach. You can't really do a one size fits all. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I would say just about the ab rehab that sets us apart, is that if you come in, you get customizations for your body and where you are and the goals that you have, whatever those are as well. And then we give you guidance throughout our program and what to implement and what to change and what to customize to get you there. So That's kind of my thoughts on that.
And just the final piece is like, we set people up for success. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. You can't want something more than that person wants it for themselves. And it was kind of cool just seeing like all of the resources at, not even at our disposal, because I view it as these are like things that we're getting for the users, like the coaches, like that's an investment in the users, and to have that at your fingertips for the price and the, what it's going, I mean, for the offers that we have in place, and then it's just a lot. Like, it's a lot of, yeah. I mean, it takes a village, and the village is there. Like, we're here, you know, it's getting bigger.
It is true. And like, you know, people come into the Birth Recovery Center app, and I mean, you can go in the app store and read the reviews and you'll see, but they're like, wow, like this is different. This is a completely different experience. Like, this is something I can't believe they have sleep training in here and it's included. I can't believe they have mental health in here and it's included. I can't believe they have all these other pieces that you can do at all one price at the same time, utilize all these experts. And it's really very like rewarding to like go into the reviews and go into the app and see what people are saying, because I guess it's hard to market because it's like no one else is really doing it. So it's hard to tell the whole story through like an ad or through like a video on social or even me on stories, like explaining what it is. Like, so when you get in, like we have a free trial, so you can go in, you know, obligations or whatever, you can cancel and not get charged. And it's like getting your feet wet and kind of see what it's like. And then you kind of starts clicking like, oh my gosh, there is a lot of help in here that I can utilize if needed and stuff. So it's fun. It's amazing to bring it to life.
Yeah. And like sleep training, that's like the analogy that I always like kind of go to, because you created the ab rehab, and like, that was something you were like, we didn't go to anybody outside to help with like
that creation. The kid.
Yeah, that piece of it. But I think back to the journey of when we got into sleep training, like not we, but like you. So you're like, you know, just think about that process, right? And this was 5-6 years ago at this point, right? So you found some, I don't even know what it was.
It was seven and a half years ago.
I have no clue what this is. You're like, I'm like, oh, whatever. So you have to go and you have to go find someone, right? So how do you find someone? You go
referral,
right? And then you refer someone, and then you go to them, and then you use them, and they have to come to the house.
Hundreds of dollars for one session for 1 hour at your house.
But outside of the cost, right? Because we live in a convenience economy, right? Yeah. So everything that scales is convenient, right? User experience, seamlessness, convenience, second nature. We're conditioned to consume these things. But like, the filtering, just the time, money, and attention that goes into just finding someone, not even employing them, just filtering through those results, that's a problem in and of itself, right? Like, so not even have to vet people, right? Having a pre-vetted list of people that you can go to and access them, just imagine how much time that saves.
Yeah.
Like even if you choose to use them or not, just knowing who to go and knowing that it's a thing that you could use it and here's how you would use it, there's value in that.
Yeah.
And that's what we bring to the table, right? Like, we do that work. We craft it. We do all that stuff, so you don't have to. So you can show up, and what you make of it is actually up to you, right? Like, we can't like force you to do something, but we can make a nice little pond for you to come drink out of, or a stream. Right, we can lead you to it.
And like, that's the other thing with finding a specialist. Like, you don't know if that specialist has one way that they like to do something, and they're going to kind of force you into that way. Let's say it's sleep training, and they're going to kind of force you into the cried out method, but you're not comfortable with that, you know? Or it's a lactation consultant that's going to kind of beat over your head that you should be exclusively breastfeeding, but you don't really want to because you're exhausted and your nipples hurt and all these things. It's like, our brand mission at Birth Recovery Center is to be the village for moms, all moms, and have a solution for them. So meet you where you're at. Do you want to only formula feed? We can help you do that. Do you want to do mixed feeding? We can help you with that. Are you going to exclusively pump? We can help you with that. Are you going to exclusively breastfeed? We can also help you with that without judgment. Same thing goes for sleep training. Do you want to do cry it out? Fine. We're not going to judge you. And we have a program for that and support for that, and a sleep coach named Gracie. She's amazing. That's going to help you through that. Do you want to do a gentle withdrawal where there is no, you know, crying involved, or a space soothing? Or we have different approaches based off of what mom feels comfortable with and for what's best for baby. So it's not a one size fits all approach, again, and not just in the app rehab, but in all other sections of the app. In mental health, like, Katie's going to meet you where you're at with motherhood anxiety or depression, or, you know, parenting or whatever other issues that you're running into. She's going to meet you where you're at, give you the tools based off of what you feel comfortable with doing and implementing to help you succeed, whatever, you know, in whatever capacity that you're looking for help in. So that's another thing that really sets us apart, because that's an issue that I ran into a lot, is like, like the hospital IBCLC is like, mm-hmm. you can't use a nipple shield. You can't. I want to use a nipple shield. I want to use a nipple shield. My nipples hurt. And also give them formula in the nursery because I need to sleep. Don't judge me for that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? So it's a no judgment zone inside Birth Recovery Center, which is something I'm so passionate about. Like, I don't interview. I mean, I don't choose who we hire necessarily for different areas of the app anymore, but I will make sure that they're on board with the brand mission, which is like a no judgment zone, meet women where they're at, and provide solutions based off of what they're comfortable with and what goals they have for themselves and their kids.
I mean, you can just go down this rabbit hole, right? Because teaching style isn't what you're referencing. Is like, you can say the same person, two different people can say the same thing. How they said it can be received differently.
Yeah.
We talked about this last night with kindergarten teachers, like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, the difference in teachers. Some are really strict, some are really friendly. And kids will respond differently to that. And it's the same true with women or men or whoever it is. And yeah, it's you know, the secret is there are no secrets. And, you know, even experts are wrong, right? So the expert is an expert. You should always want to be, like, keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
And I think in the specialist economy that we live in, or where people, there's an incentive to be like, hey, this is the Nancy Anderson way.
Yeah.
And every other way is incorrect because this is my way.
Totally.
When, like, it's not your way, like, or your way could be copied, right? Like, it's not a secret that only you know. And it's like, I always envision like this guy in like a jacket who's like, hey, do you want to see like what's under here? But you got to pay me to open up the jacket. Then you open the jacket. It's like, well, I could have just fucking bought this on YouTube or the store or like whatever it is. Like, it's not a secret. You created this scarcity. It's a false scarcity. And but yeah, it's more about inclusivity and different thoughts and opinions and you know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, tell the boys that all the time. Like,
totally.
Just because something works for you doesn't mean it's going to work for somebody else.